Okay, we're back to regular session. Do you need a moment, Wendy, to?
No, I've got the recording.
Okay.
Where are we?
We're at 10 East Center Street. We're at approval of city council minutes?
Yes.
Is that our next item? For June 7th of 2022, is there any corrections to the council minutes?
When we were talking about landscaping regulations, and I'm so sorry, I'm having a hard time finding it. But there was a time where I was talking about the heat island effect and how having plants in the park strips having plants in the park strip would mitigate that heat island effect. And in it, if that's what I said, I apologize for being the least articulate person in the world. But whatever it says in these, and I'm going to find it, I think I'm almost there. Line 318.
Oh, 318?
So when it says, it wasn't 318.
I think it's 362-4, somewhere in there.
You're brilliant, and I love you. Okay. So Councilmember Gordon felt there should be requirements for minimum planting in yards and park strips. And then she was not in favor of just having rocks. She expressed her desire to avoid the heat island effect and also felt the appeal of plant material was a community benefit.
Can I have an additional correction? This is lines 344 and 345. I think that the language conveys the opposite of what I said. So I would just change that sentence to say Council Member Knowlton expressed that failure to have a minimum vegetation requirement may create uninviting environments.
Okay.
I have a comment. Gotta find it. Line 458, she questioned the police officer's route gun as reported in the press. That's what we were receiving in the press from that. So if you could put after outgun as reported in the press. The other thing is the ordinance with regard to the HOA provisions being subsumed by our ordinance. If you could say something where I asked if it was a problem with regard to an impairment of contract. And I think it may have been just before Jamie spoke. I'm trying to find the right line.
I can add really quickly, because I'm now an expert in this, that HOAs can require planting and they can require water-wise planting and coverage, but they cannot require turf anymore.
There you go. Okay, where that fine is, I just want you to put in the minutes, and I can't, that I had questioned whether or not this was an impairment of contract that says that HOA's previous agreement no longer hold.
I think that should go right at 381, Lisa.
Thank you. It's just not in the minutes. So, and Jamie commented that was accurate, but not straightforward. Something like that. Thank you.
So add a comment around line 380 for Lisa.
About asking her a question about
contract. A question about contract?
Okay. Yeah. I remember asked inquired whether or not the language in the ordinance was an impairment of contract. Okay.
With regard to HOA regulation. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. And I didn't hear, I'm sorry, you're cutting in and out a little bit. Your first lines, what did you say were the first things you wanted corrected, Lisa?
Oh, whether or not the police officers were outgunned, as reported in the press.
Just add that as reported in the press?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Otherwise, the minutes are wonderful, Wendy. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other corrections to the minutes? I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. I move that the City Council approve meeting minutes from June 7th, 2022 as amended.
I'll second the motion.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
That was an aye, right, Lisa?
Aye.
Okay. Next item is action items. Is there any additions, corrections, changes?
I'm guessing some of these things assigned to Paul probably won't happen. We'll have to reassign them.
Well, Paul will leave, but the assignments will remain.
Yeah, that's what I'm
thinking. No worries.
Nothing on action items? Okay. Council reports. Let's start with Lisa.
Thank you. I apologize for stepping out for that one agenda item. I have a little one at Scout Camp with food allergies, and that was the Scout Camp calling me. So she's okay, but she was having an allergic reaction. okay, Juneteenth event is next Monday, and I'm really excited and really grateful for the support in the city, among the city staff and the council on this. The mayor and I will be on Good Things Utah tomorrow morning in the 9 o'clock hour to talk about the event and to particularly talk about collaboration and how other cities could collaborate to create events like this in a fairly simple process. The event is next Monday. If you are able to attend, please do so. If you could wear your city apparel, I think that would be helpful to just be seen that this is support really coming from the city. It's from 5 to 8 in conjunction with the food trucks. There will be live music the entire time. The Black History Museum bus will be there, which is a mobile traveling bus that shows it's a museum that they will drive on site. And so there will be a lot of educational opportunities related to Juneteenth, and I'm really excited about that. I feel like when we originally brought this up in City Council meeting, part of the discussion was, do we want to consider having Juneteenth be a holiday for city staff? And that discussion might have been cut short at the suggestion of the event. I feel like that is something we should bring up again in the future, if that can be added on any work session or now, whenever we want to have that discussion. I know in Woods Cross, they've decided to no longer have Columbus Day as a holiday, and they also did not distinguish Juneteenth as a holiday, but they have one floating holiday that their staff can elect to use either of those. Okay, that's the Juneteenth information. The Health and Wellness Committee is going really well. They met this month and had a really productive meeting. They have agreed to pursue the Healthy Communities distinction that we see those videos at the Utah League of Cities and Towns. And Allie Avery is pursuing that, and we should be on the big screen come the fall. And then the last question I have or comment, with fireworks restrictions as we get into July, are there any additional, if you're aware, any additional concerns given drought conditions that we may as a council want to consider additional firework restrictions for our city?
I get a lot of angry emails about fireworks because we live in a neighborhood full of really old people who don't like fireworks, and they want me to do something about it. So I agree that we should discuss this.
We've traditionally just followed the recommendations of the South Davis Fire District. Everything above Orchard Drive has very...
Why that distinction? Do you know?
Because that's...
It's based on, can I answer this
please?
One? It's more based on the fire protection stuff. The state's the one that legalized the fireworks.
What about the area that is west of Redwood Road? That's as dry as a tinderbox and packed together. And if the Legacy Parkway Reserve lit on fire, it would go up fast and it would cross the freeway.
Yeah. We need to talk to the chief about it then. If that's your concern. Because
are you on the fire district?
I happen to be.
Will you ask the chief about that?
Yeah.
Because I would love it if we could ban fireworks on the west side too.
If we pulled the dogs in the city, they would want them banned. I know that.
See? I agree with them.
Thanks, Lisa.
But I don't think we're going to be allowed by the state legislature. It's in the hands of the fire chief.
Well, that's kind of what my point was, is that he's going to determine what's going to burn really fast and what's going to cause a problem, and he can make that determination, but you could certainly encourage him, maybe.
Just ask.
Yeah,
and I'll be able to say I asked.
Exactly, that's what I think, too.
I think
we can rely on that.
Just getting back to your point about why there and not here, if a fire starts in a vacant field at the bottom of a canyon or something, it'll burn up the canyon very quickly and consume homes as it goes up. Where flatter areas, fires are easier to contain. I think that's part of it. And I know I've heard Chief Stone say it's just a question of when, not if, we lose homes up in the Eaglewood area. So
in our area.
Yeah. And we spent a lot of time on that too, and you know, it's been a couple of years, two or three years ago, that the emergency preparedness or the Uniting Neighbors, we spent a lot of time. We had a event here where they actually showed how fire takes off and how it actually went up a canyon, and it showed a bunch of houses getting burned and whatnot. But as we discussed it with the people up there that have problems in their yard, they just didn't seem to care. You know, because there's a lot of
in my mind, there's really a disconnect when we see those big tents selling fireworks, and we know we're in the worst drought that we've been in 1,000 years.
Yeah. Well, there's just a lot of homes up there that have the scrub boat going right up to their decks. They're undefendable, and they tell us over and over again that if they pull up on a house like that and the fire's coming up, they're going to drive the next house that they can defend, because they know they can't defend it if the brush is that close. You need a space between the back of your house and where the brush is so that they can get in there and you know, keep it down. But a lot of those homes, and you can get on Google Earth and see them, it goes right up to their decks, right up to their house, and
in Foxboro, the houses go right up to the house, so if one house is on fire, the next house will catch on fire too.
Yeah, well,
I would even say the distance is
too
similar to those defensible space requests.
But there's a lot of fires nowadays that are burning up whole communities, and they're not up in the mountains. You know, people think, well, I have to be in the foothills or in the forest or something, but the word really, and we could probably put a newsletter together. The state has a lot of materials, but maybe one of our articles, the newsletter, ought to be talking about that again, because we know that it's going to happen someday, and people are just going to be like, why didn't the city do something? Well, we tried, you know. I mean,
and again, I think that's when we can say, yeah, actually, we talked about it every single year, and we had the mayor go to the fire chief and ask again, and the fire chief again gave us this recommendation, and we can rely on that expertise, which I think is great.
So it's not even just the fireworks, so it's just really the defendable space is what I'm talking about. It's really
one thing I'd throw into the mix is that a lot of people are at this time considering landscaping changes because of the drought, and it might be useful for us to put together, I don't know, throw this in the mix as we're listing potential considerations.
Well, a lot of information on it, and you don't have to ruin your backyard. It's just that you just got to realize you can't have the trees intermingled with your deck, because it's not going to work very well during the fire. And people think that if it's green, it's not going to burn, but that scrub oak they talked about was really interesting that I learned in that study, is that the scrub oak, in order to survive the summer and stuff, it actually has an oil it puts on all the leaves. And we know that oils burn good, and that's why even though it's green, it burns really well and hot.
Yeah.
Mayor?
Did you have other items on your list, Natalie?
No, I'm done. That's all I have.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Mayor, just on that question, fireworks, if you could convey to the fire chief that the concern is that half of the city is not protected, the other half is. And I don't understand the rational basis for that. I don't think it's even defensible. That's my position.
Okay. All right. I will do that. Natalie?
I have only one thing, and that is that the new Youth City Council leaders have taken over, and they're fabulous. And I am working with staff to get them a monthly stipend. They meet more often than the Planning Commission, 4 times more often than the Parks Committee.
Okay. Stanley?
I think I said my piece tonight. I'm good.
Okay. Ted?
I'm going to skip it tonight.
Lisa, do you have anything?
Thank you, Brian, for asking me to represent you at the new Huntington Courthouse. They unveiled Google Maps. Oh, wow. That was playing. Thank you. And then a question I've got about the Air Force show. You know, if the in years past, they used to have special passes for council members or mayors. Did they have those, or is it just open to everyone?
I received an invitation, and they sent me a parking pass, and I can take 4 people, counting myself. But I don't know that that may be the extent of it. But it is this Saturday, and I've never gone to it. And the air show at the
Air Force Base.
Yeah.
We'll be.
Do we get parking passes for the fireworks?
Taking your 4 family members, right?
Yeah, I was planning on, that, though it's up in the air.
But there were no passes given, just for mayors is all, right?
That's what I guess that's what it sounds like.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
I'm so sorry
for your.
Do they know who I am?
All right. Jamie, do you have anything?
No, you've heard enough from me tonight.
Okay. Mayor's report, and I always feel like I should just apologize because I write down little notes as I'm. And then I just ramble back to you.
This is just going to sound like I'm just trying to butter you up, but I actually really like your report. So
okay. First item, Google update ? So did they just go into Foxborough like everyone else and then forget the east side of town?
Do you guys not have Google
Maps? No.
So awesome. It is also flammable.
They haven't forgotten you. Do you want us to find out?
Yeah, I guess. I was at a BOMA trade show, and the Google booth was there, and I gave them an earful.
Good.
Too, while I was there. Sure.
That's yeah. Always helpful.
Well, I saw, you know, they put up all the little flags.
Yeah. No, they're up and they're everywhere, so yeah. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Even on my Orphan Street.
They should. Did you see them go by?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I've already talked about that, so I'll go. South Davis Fire. I reported a little while ago that we purchased a fire engine for less than $1 million, barely, and it was 520 days out. So anyway, they have now purchased another one. It is 680 days out, and so it was one of those things where if they waited a week, it would delay it another 100 days. So they hurried and jumped on it. What they do is they buy the chassis, and they start building the chassis, and then so they pay for that, and then when it's done 2 years from now, they'll start adding things and that. But it's quite a process to get a fire engine, apparently.
I just want to add that with fire trucks being so hard to get, we really need more firework restrictions.
Okay.
Draw the dead horse.
I have a note here to encourage the council to be involved in Liberty Fest, but I think Ken's going to talk about that too, so I won't say any more about that. Can someone mute Lisa?
Oh
All right. I did see an item on the UTA bus rapid transit that it's coming. They're moving ahead. They're moving ahead. I assume when it comes to our city, they'll just zoom by. Is that the plan at this point, since we can't really accommodate them? Or
well, as far as I'm concerned, my latest update on that project is our city was the only city where they were going to have a dedicated, separated physical barrier for BRT, and would have required the expansion of Highway 89 through locations where we've already had development happen. It would have impacted all of our businesses. We objected to it, and so now it's a changed project from BRT to something like an express bus or other things they might be looking at. So, but I know they are pursuing some form of transit, but I don't. What they told us is they don't think it'll be BRT right now.
Okay. Ted, you look like you have an update.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I believe that Ken knows a lot more than I do about this. I just think that there's a spectrum when we're talking about BRT, and we could have stations of the same quality, and we could have service of the same quality without the dedicated lanes, and we may very well experience almost the same benefit.
Okay. Yeah, you said that much better than I.
That's good.
Than I could have, because we will still have stations. That's correct.
Final item is the Paul Otteson retirement went well. I talked to Paul yesterday, and he expressed gratitude for the event. And it was really fun to see Brian Passy and Mike Nelson and
yes.
Barry came, and a lot of old timers.
Rod and Connie did show
Rod,
up towards the end.
Yeah.
I'm sad I missed it.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it speaks volumes to how respected Paul is in our city, and a lot of outside engineering companies came, and yeah, Wilford, yeah.
Yeah, Paul's Cannon. Going to be really missed.
Yeah.
And thank you, Mayor, for taking that on.
You bet.
That speech. I was home in the basement with COVID.
Yeah.
So.
And that is all I have. Ken, do you have?
Great. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Let me start with something easy, and that is to thank our two department heads who stayed and now think that I like Chief Black more than I like them by moving up an item. But anyway, they're great. Thank you, John, for filling in for David. And I wanted to, when I asked to say a note during the fraud risk assessment thing, we moved quickly past it. But what I was going to say was a little bit of gratitude to Heidi, who has been with us just a few weeks and is just doing an amazing job with the city. And I want to thank her especially because I have hidden all of the finance projects and failed to communicate with Heidi on a daily basis, and she still figures out what she's supposed to do without my help. And I'm great. It's just
so she's overcome your relative incompetence.
Yeah, and she's so nice about living with my deficiencies. Janice used to complain about it, and she would say, you know, if you'll just communicate with me a little bit better. But Heidi's so nice to me, and I just wanted to maybe in a humorous way thank her for really elevating in the short time she's been here. She has elevated our organization and our expertise, and she is a wonderful manager of many of our employees who are the face of the city. And she's taken that on with just a great amount of, I think, passion. And she loves what she does, or she's a very good actress or actor, I should say. But she appears to be enjoying her job, and I'm just appreciative that you're here. So Heidi, thank you. So as the mayor mentioned, we do have our Liberty Fest coming up in less than 2 weeks. We're really trying to accomplish a lot more than we've ever done. This year, Liberty Fest will include a fundraiser for the Teen Center. And this is something that we went over in the Health and Wellness Committee. Teen centers are additions to our Davis High School system, where disenfranchised teenagers and teenagers who are having who are living in poverty or near poverty or have other homeless issues can have a physical space within the school to shower, to sleep, not stay overnight necessarily, but to rest, to obtain food and other items, hygiene items. We're combining a fundraiser with our Liberty Fest event, and I'll thank Linda Horrocks for facilitating that and moving that along together with the members of the Health and Wellness Committee. In addition, if as council members, if you have a desire to participate in all or any of Liberty Fest as volunteers, there are many volunteer activities and events beginning on Saturday morning with our 5K and a larger K. I think it's 7. I'm not sure. I'd have to look at my social media post again. There's two races this year. And so that event starts of course, at Legacy Park. And then we have many other events. That event has grown into almost a full day of events at Legacy Park, and there's room for all types of volunteers. The Youth City Council will be helping us with Liberty Fest. But if you have a desire to volunteer, you can work directly with Linda to do so, and she can find a spot for you in the car show, in the Saturday morning races out in Foxborough, or at the fireworks, or at all three. So the fireworks, the unfortunate part of the fireworks is we need the most volunteers at the end to help us run out into the course and clean up after the public. So
the good news is by the time we're done, traffic's not a problem.
Yeah.
I didn't know we ever, like, did that.
Yeah.
We'll stay. We'll help. We'll bring all our friends.
I haven't talked about that specifically ever as the city manager, but most of our city staff that's there spends an hour and a half after the event cleaning up. And so anyway, I just wanted to mention that there's volunteer opportunities, and I didn't want you to not know about those. So
thank
you're free to there will also be Linda asked me to mention, if you would like to have a spot to sit, you can sit with our sponsors. We have a list of several sponsors. We have three groups that have qualified as VIPs for special seating. It's going to be on the driving range, kind of on the west side of the range. We'd love to have you stop by and say hello to the sponsors. We've collected about $20,000 this year for Liberty Fest with a variety of sponsors. I'll send that list to you so you can see who they are. The city is also going to be providing some box lunches to the city staff, to our VIPs, and if you would like to have a box lunch for you and your spouse or your family, Linda will be reaching out to you to ask you that question. So I will let her know that we've had that discussion.
So can I?
Yes.
Are we going to do the shuttle people in that need the rides into the...
We have some staff that typically will man some golf carts, and we kind of roam around and pick up people that are having a hard time getting up the hill.
They kind of had me do that. Was it last year or the year before? I really enjoyed it.
Year before, I think we had to do that. You did the best job of anybody.
It was enjoyable. I mean, I got to meet a lot of people that, you know, most of them really needed it.
Yes.
Even if they didn't look like it. There was one guy running along, and I wasn't even about to ask him. I thought, I'll ask him. And then he climbs in and find out he's got cancer, and he's going to, you know, he really did need it.
So that works for about three or four of us. We usually spend an hour early on. It gets crowded early in the evening, and so you can't do it past about 6 or 7 because then there's really no room to drive a vehicle anywhere. So, but that's a great thing to do too. So thank you. That's all I had, Mayor.
Stop me if you've heard this before, but we're having trouble getting food trucks because they can't hire anybody to staff their trucks. I've got extra trucks, and it's almost like, where did everybody go? Where did all the workers go?
Yeah. But,
okay.
Yeah, we have 17 food trucks as of this afternoon, and we think we need over 20.
Yeah.
But it is hard for them to get employees. That's true.
Is there anything else we need to bring up?
I was going to say one thing is on the car show. Is Bruce just still doing all that, or
it's really Alan at this point?
Okay, because I've kind of heard somebody kind of mention to me that they've registered, but they haven't heard anything back, and so I wonder what was going on.
We'd toyed with the idea of pre-registering and actually charging.
Right.
And we couldn't come up with a system fast enough or something. So I think that got put on hold.
Yeah, the registration is for the purpose of communicating so we can. It's really, we're trying to get it so that it's at least a little bit organized.
Yeah.
And it's really
hard.
Well,
they just did the Bountiful car show, and they said, man, they're really organized. They sent out all the information, told us where to park and everything. But we've registered for the North Salt Lake one, and we haven't heard anything yet. We're not sure if we're even registered at this point. We just don't know.
I'll pass it along.
Tell them to show up.
Well,
I think part of the purpose in registering was, you know, somebody will drive up and, man, I don't want to park this far away. And so then they drive in. It's like, I'm here with my
92 Datsun.
Yeah. And it's like,
we've seen a few of those.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Some of them are the people just driving home, and I think they're coming to the car show to show their car. But
yeah.
No, it's just what they're driving home in.
Yeah, there's the Aries Circle people. It's like, yeah. All right, I think we have a motion to adjourn.
Do we have training?
Oh, I did. Thank you.
Holy cow, we need to do some training. Eight more minutes.
We're supposed to dismiss the staff if they don't want to sit through this one more time. But
yeah, you can leave John and Heidi if you want. Sure. Well, unless you want to see it, you can.
We do
and
have
Jamie,
occasional good jokes.
You're welcome to leave.
Occasional.
Yeah. Thanks. Boy, thank you, Wendy. That's good that Wendy's here.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see if it works.
It'll work.
Okay, go for it. The Open and Public Meetings Act.
Yeah, there we go.
Jamie thinks he knows this already.
Hey, folks, I can't see that, so I'm going to go ahead and sign out. Good night, everybody.
Can I make an alternate suggestion? We can send everyone a link to this. Would you just promise to watch it before June 30th?
Yes.
Yeah, I will.
And I'll make you a certificate.
And let Wendy know. Then we can be adjourned.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll send out the link and then
motion to do that and adjourn.
Right. All right. I'll second that motion.
We're adjourned.
there's dessert if you didn't get any, or grab some on your way out.
Right down there by Dare's house, so I hope he doesn't report me.
I have one more paper for you to sign, so I'm going to go grab it off the printer.
I swear
that we discussed only the
Yeah. not grapple